This is an ABC 10 News update.
Good evening. I'm Kimberly Hunt in the ABC 10 News studio. An appeals court placing a temporary hold on San Diego Unified's requirement for students to be vaccinated. A Scripps Ranch High School student has sued. She claims that her religious beliefs prohibit her from getting the shot. The district's mandate had allowed medical exemptions, but not religious ones. The mandate will now be on hold while the case goes through the courts. The district's attorney says the majority of the court has signaled that it will eventually rule with San Diego Unified. The San Diego City Council has passed an emergency ordinance requiring all city employees be fully vaccinated from COVID. The requirement will go into effect Wednesday. About 2,000 of the city's employees are unvaccinated. Employees have at least another month to work with the city if they decide not to get vaccinated or request a medical or religious exemption. The city says there have been 619 vaccine exemption requests, with a vast majority of those being religious reasons, and they've not been approved or denied just yet. San Diego scientists are gearing up to help lead the effort against the Omicron variant. Researchers at the La Jolla Institute for Immunology have started running detailed computer simulations on Omicron. Using the virus genetic sequence, they have recreated the variant in their lab in fragments, so it's not dangerous. The LJI hopes to start shipping these test fragments next week to labs in South Africa and other countries so they can run their own experiments. A mild week ahead. Angelica Campos joining us with all the details.
Hi, Kimberly. That's right. Mild weather, especially for inland communities and mountains. Look at that. 80s and almost 70 degrees in some of our mountains. Near the coast, temperatures will average in the low 70s, but please be careful on the roads as we are expecting to see low visibility. We'll have much more coming up.